Today's Shir Masechet Bavli Metzia, Daf Dalad. We will begin on Daf Dalad Amar Aleph, the second line, El Amar Papa. In our previous Shir, Rav Chia had taught us a brisa that taught us that we know that the Torah teaches us that one of the cases where Shvuah Daraisa is made is by Moedva Mixas. If somebody partially admits to a obligation, the Torah Kedosha says that you chayv shvuah midaraisa. That means if somebody comes over to me and says, I owe him $100, and I admit that I owe 50, as we learned, the Torah says that under those circumstances, I have to swear on the other 50 that I am denying. In today's shir, and the Gemara, the Rav Chiya quoted a braisa that said that so is the halacha by two edim. If two edim backed up a claim of a moedim amixis, again, where somebody claimed that I owe $100, and two edim back up that I owe 50, even if I'm denying it, so it's a kaifra kol, I am denying that I owe any money, but the edim say that I owe 50, the braisa said that under those circumstances, I have to swear. And the braisa said, we know that mikal v'chomer. That's based on a kal v'chomer, but the Gemara was not able to identify what is that kal v'chomer. So the Gemara begins today by saying, El Amar Papa, Asi Megillah Shvuah De'Erechad. The way we know this halacha is based on the halacha of known as Gilgal Shvuah. That means if somebody comes and makes a claim against me, and he has an eight echad to back up that claim, the halacha is that I have to make a shvuah midaraisa. If the person who's making a claim against me has other claims against me, once he is able to demand that I make a shvuah because of the eid echad, all other claims against that he has against me, I'm going to have to swear. The source for this halacha, we learned in Masechta Kedushin, Daf Chav Zayin on a base, is by a soita. When a husband brings a wife who he suspects of adultery to go through the soita procedure, the Torah Kedoshah says, "Im v'amra isha amen amen," and the Gemara explains there, "Amen mezeh, amen mishacher." Even though she has not been accused this procedure is not taking place for this case. It's for this, the shvuah is taking place for a certain situation. We roll, Gilgal means we include all the other situation. So we say, so says the Gemara, it's not a good source. Because Mal Gilgal Shvuah De'Erechad, when we speak about Gilgal Shvuah De'Erechad, can shvuah gerer shvuah. Because once, as we just said, there is an obligation to swear. So now we swear for other things that maybe there weren't the obligation for. Tamei be'edim the moment, but when we have this case, so as we understand the case where somebody brings edim that I owe him money. So for the part that he has edim that I owe, there's no shvuah. There's just that I'm going to have to pay. And for the part that he doesn't have edim, ostensibly I ought not to swear altogether. So we can't bring a raya from Gilgal Shvuah, where there is a real obligation to swear, to this case, where there is no real obligation to swear. Shekein Shvuah Gerer Shvuah, Tamim Be'edim, the Mammon Kamen Chayvi, Eidim, for what they have a claim against me, a legitimate claim, I'm going to have to play. The Paiskim disagree that what will be the halacha if we have a case of Gilgal Shvuah, and on the Gilgal Shvuah that I am obligated to make, on the Shvuah that I'm obligated to make, for example, the Shvuah of the Eid Echad, that there is a claim behind, that there is an Eid Echad behind that claim, will I say any idea? I say I don't know. Will there be a Gilgal Shvuah? What does a Gilgal Shvuah mean? Does a Gilgal Shvuah mean once I have to swear, I swear for everything? But if I don't have to swear, then there's no Gilgal Shvuah. What does Gilgal Shvuah mean? That even if I don't have to swear, but I have an obligation to swear, an obligation is enough to create a Gilgal Shvuah. So the Beis Halevi says that our Gemara seems to say Shvuah Gerer Shvuah. So he says the definition of Shvuah Gerer Shvuah is that there's a real Shvuah taking place. So he says that only when there's a real Shvuah taking place do we say the concept of Gilgal Shvuah. Just because there's an obligation to swear is not enough to say Gilgal Shvuah. The Shlo HaKadosh, when he speaks about Gilgal Shvuah, he says that as we learned a few moments ago, the source for learning the halacha of Gilgal Shvuah is based on the pasuk by Esaita, V'amri Isha Amen Amen. So he says, the first woman who was Esaita was Chava, with the story that took place in Gan Eden. So what would have been if Adam and Chava would not have done that Aveira? Then there wouldn't have been death. So he says, if there wouldn't have been death, then the neshamas that came to the world would not, and there wouldn't be Aveira, there wouldn't be death, and all the neshamas that come to the world would remain once in the world. The reason that neshamas come back to the world is because in the first time that they're here, they don't do everything and they don't perfect themselves to the way that they're supposed to be. So that's what he says, Gilgal Shvuah. This, that we come back to this world. And we know when a person comes back to the world, the first thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, Kaviyachal, is he makes that individual swear, Tei Tzadik Val Tei Rasha. Gilgal Shvuah, that all comes from the case of Esaita. So now, the Gemara goes back to what we, with the question that we began our shiur with, what the Gemara began to shiur with. We said that by eight, there's a halacha that the Braisa said that by Shnei Edim, you have to pay. So certainly by Shnei Edim, you would have to swear by Moedim and Mixus, Mikal v'choymer, but we're still looking for that Kal v'choymer. So it says, Piv Yechiach. The halacha is that if by a person making his own admission of Moedim and Mixus, we know that halacha is that he has to swear, certainly so shall be the halacha by two edim. Even though the power of somebody's own admission is certainly not as strong as two edim. But we learned, malapiv, that when somebody makes his own admission, shekein eina b'achosha. If I admitted something, then I admitted to it. But in the case of edim, there could be contradictory edim, dispelling their edus. So how can we learn from one to the other? Answers the Gemara, Eid Echad Yechiach. So we'll bring a Raya from Eid Echad. An Eid Echad could also be disproven. A Mechai V'Shvuah. And still, when somebody, as we just learned, has an Eid Echad to back up his claim, the person has to make a Shvuah. But you're going to say, Mal Eid Echad, as we discussed in our previous year, Kamal Shumeir Hunishba. The Eid Echad is backing up the claim that I owe him the $50, and that's going to be the claim that I have to swear against. Let's think about it. Where do I swear by the two Eidim? In our example, where the claim is $100, the two Eidim say I certainly owe $50. On the claim that I certainly owe $50, I have to pay, because this person has two Eidim backing him. What am I swearing on the other 50? So that's on the part that I'm denying, not on the part that I'm admitting to. But in Moedim and Mixus, I'm swearing on what I admit to. Ma time of Eidim shamash kafu nishba. For that we say Piv Yechiach, that that's also what I swear. But we can't learn from Piv, as we just said, to Eidim. But so now we're learning the halacha of two Eidim obligating me to swear from a combination of me being Moedim and Mixus and having an Eid Echad against me. Loi Rizek Rizeh. Hatzad HaShavish Behem, Shedei Tanik Kfirah Hembohen. They're coming to Bezdin because there's a claim against me and there's a denial by me. V'nishba, and the Torah says under certain circumstances, I have to swear. Af Ani Ovi Eidim. So too, in the case of Edim, Sheitan or Kfira, that this entire back and forth is based on a claim and a counterclaim, Tembaim, and that the Allah will be Nishba. Says the Gemara, Malat Sar Shavishabahem, and the halacha of an Eid Echad, in the case of an Eid Echad, and in the case of my admission, Shekain Loyuchsu Kafran, I have not been proven as a liar, because only way I can be proven as a liar is if there are two Edim saying that what I said is not true. Taima be'edim, whereas in a case of Edim, Shekain Huchsu Kafran, that I'm agreeable, have been considered a liar, because the two Edom are saying that what I say that I don't owe is not true, because they're bringing a proof that I do owe. Two Edom are irrefutable, is what the Torah says, has always the power to win the case. Apish the Edom Yotam Dover. And even though the case of Piv is the case of Hadas Baldin Kamei Edom, but as we discussed in the previous year, explained the Rishonim, that even though the halacha is that if somebody admits that he owes Hadas Baldin Kamei Edom, that still doesn't make me into a Rasha. Whereas if there are two Edom saying that what I said is not true, that makes me into a Rasha. And therefore the two cases cannot be compared to each other. And therefore we're back to where we started. By Eid Echad and by myself, I wasn't proven to be a liar. Here I'm being proven to be a liar. If I'm being proven to be a liar, maybe there is no shvua. Ask the Gemara, is that true that be'edim mihuchsa kafran? If somebody's point, somebody's claim was contradicted, was by two edim, does that make me into a liar? Ask the Gemara, v'amar avidi bar oven amar avichizda, ha'koifa b'midva. If somebody there was a claim against somebody, and then the person made account and said it's not true, and before he could swear, Edom came and said different than what he said. So we don't say from now on this person is considered a gazlan. He was saying a lie in Bezdin, and since he's saying a lie in Bezdin, he's considered a Rasha, and therefore he can never be an aid. Because the Torah says, "Atoshes yotchem rasha lius eid chadnas." Rather, he's kosher leidus, because we say that even though he was denying a claim, which his claim has been completely refuted, we explain that the reason he was doing it is not because he's a liar or a ganef. He was doing it because he was trying to buy time. However, if it be kodim, if I'm holding something for someone else, and now the person comes to me and says, give back what you're holding, and I say I don't have it, or make another claim, and then there are two edim that contradict my claim, there I don't have a point to say, what I did cannot be defended. When somebody owes money, sometimes he doesn't have the ability to pay back right away. So since he doesn't have the ability to pay back right away, so it could be defended why he said something which wasn't true. But if somebody's supposed to be watching something that belongs to someone else, if he's supposed to be watching something that belongs to someone else, how did you say you don't owe it when you were supposed to, when you have no right to use it? There, by making this kind of a claim, he becomes posel eidus. Allah prachachi. So now we can use the tzad hashava. Because even by two, what was the Gemara's question? That by two Edim, the person becomes Huchsa Kafrin. And by Piv and Eid Echad, he's not Huchsa Kafrin. Well, we just said that even by two Edim, he's not necessarily Huchsa Kafrin. Says the Gemara, Prachaki. The question that should be asked, why we can't learn the halacha of two Edim from a combination of Eid Echad and Piv, Malat Tzad Hashava, Shekein Ein B'Taras Hazama. That even if there's an Eid Echad that says different than what I say, and then two Edom say, well, how possibly could you be saying testimony here? Imanu Ayisem, you were with us elsewhere. And the Torah says that Eid normally becomes Eid Zomim. The Torah says, Vasisim Loi Kasha Zomim Lasis Lachiv. Here, the Halacha doesn't apply, because the Halacha of Eid Zomim only apply by two Edom. And of course, the Rishonim point out, it doesn't mean that his Edus is not disqualified. His Edus is disqualified, but the Halachas Eid Zomim will not be applicable. Time of Edom, whereas when we speak about Edom, Sheyeshta Mataris Hazama, two Edom are subject to Pashas Hazama. Says the Gemara, Rehalai Kasha. This Rav Chiya does not consider a valid question, because Rav Chiya Taris Hazama Lai Parach. He says that the halacha of Kasha Zomam, which we do by two Edom, but we don't do by Eid Echad, and we certainly don't do by a person's admission, he says that the reason, even though the punishment of Kasha Zomam Lasis Lachiv will not be applicable, as we just said, by one Eid, as it is by two Edom, but the Eidus, as we said, does become disqualified. So we see that Hazama is applicable, because it does disqualify the Eidus. The fact that the specific punishment that the Torah gives by Eid Zoymim doesn't apply doesn't mean that Eid Echad is not a subject of Hazama. Ask the Gemara, Ella, the question that we can ask in Rav Chiya is the Kama B'Tana Tana. The Tana said that our Mishnah is a raya to what Rav Chiya said, supports what Rav Chiya said. But ask the Gemara, Midami, how can we compare the two cases? Hossam, in the case of Rav Chiya, the Edom are backing up part of the claim that's being made against me. L'malva isle sahadi, the Malva has Edom to back up his claim. L'loiva doesn't have sahadi, he doesn't have any Edom to back up his claim. Because, explains the Gemara, they have le sahadi, l'loiva, if I had Edom to back up my claim, even Rav Chiya would agree I don't swear, because it would be a standstill. Hacha, but in our Mishnah, so as we learned in the previous year, the Gemara explained that our Mishnah is considered a case of an ansadi, because each one of us is holding on to half of the talus. Just like the one person who's holding on to the talus, that locha views it as if he has Edom behind his claim, because possession is considered like Edom. But not Sadi Bahai. So the other person that's holding on, the other half of the talus, has Edom to back up his claim. And the Mishnah still says that even though we have Edom to back up our claim, Mishtaboy. So when Rav Chiya said that our Mishnah supports this halacha, that by Shnei Edom you have to swear, that the Gemara says we don't understand. Ella, says the Gemara, Hitmar, when the Rav Chiya said v'tana tuna, that the Mishnah does back up one of his halacha, it's not backing up this halacha that you swear by two Edom, but rather it's here to back up Aidach Rav Chiya Hitmar. It's coming back up another halacha Rav Chiya taught us. Dam Rav Chiya, mana lebiyotcha. If somebody comes to me and says I owe him money, v'la ama, and I claim ein lecha biyadi elchamishim zuz, and I say to you, I only owe you $50. And I say, v'helech. I say, and here's the $50 that I owe you, and take it. Then the aloch v'helech, chayv, I have to swear. My tama, helech nami, the aloch is, that helech is also considered kamayda mixas atayna dami, and it's considered like, even though I said, take what I owe you should be taken, it doesn't change that it's still considered like a case of halach. So here our Gemara has taught us a new halacha, that even though, as we've been learning in our shiurim, that moedah b'mixas is chai v'shvua, the Gemara now taught us, Rav Sheish now taught us, that if I not only do I make a partial admission, but on the amount that I make the partial admission, I'm ready to pay it right away, then it's not considered the case of Moedah B'Mixas. So the simple case of Halach is like I just said, that the money that I'm ready to owe is I'm ready to pay. There's another case that of Halach, which we learned a few moments ago, that a Moedah B'Mixas, which is really the case that the Torah speaks about a Moedah B'Mixas, is by Bekadon. That means the person claims that he left two cows for me to watch, and I claim that I only was given one cow, which I'm ready to give right away. That also is also a case of halach, that I just give it, it's not considered moedim mixes. So the question is, why is the halacha that by halach, that if I say take what you have right away, the halacha is that, but there are other rishonim, before we go further, there are other rishonim that say that by halach, we don't say halach by bekadin, we only say halach by a milva. Why do we say halach is in a case where there is, because the money that I'm giving you right away, as soon as I give it to you, it's off the table. So the only argument that's left here is on the money that we're, that the balance of the money. So you're saying I owe it to you. I say I don't owe it to you. So that's not a moedim mixes. That's a kaif hakol. And as we've been learning, the Torah only says you have to make a shvua by moedim mixes. The Torah doesn't say you have to make a shvua by kaif hakol. What would be the halacha? Machlokes Pnei Yeshua and the Ktzois, where we have the same case that we just described. You say I owe you $100. I might have a mixus of 50, but I already gave you that 50. Do we say that the fact that I already gave it to you is that the fact that I already gave it to you is immaterial? That's still considered a case of halach, or is the case of halach when I'm admitting and ready to pay right away? But if there's nothing to argue over, because the 50 that I gave you, I already gave you, then there wouldn't be, that would not be considered a halach. Pnei Yeshua says that even if I gave it to you already, it's considered a situation of halach. The Ktzois says that only if I haven't given it to you is it considered a case of halach. If I've given it to you already, then says the Pnei Yeshua, it would not be considered. The choice again, according to Pnei Yeshua, as long as I gave it to you, according to Pnei Yeshua, it has to be that I still owe it to you. Says the Gemara, the Tanatuna. Now, says the Gemara, this halach of halach is what the Braisa says our Mishnah supports. Because we learned in our Mishnah, Shnai Mechs Metalis of two people are holding on to the Talis, V'ho Hocha. So as we've been learning, Kim the Tophis, since each one of us is holding on to half the Talis, so Amai the Tophis, the part that I'm holding on to, Helichu, it's like I have a full support. And on the argument is only on what I'm not holding on to. And yet, the Aloch is, V'ktani Yishova. So we see that halach is not an exemption. Reshesh Sama, halach potter. My tama. So as we said, kimi damale halach. Once I say halach, hani zuzi de komoide begavayu, the money that I'm admitting to, and not only am I admitting to that money, but I'm ready to give it to you right here and now. Hani zuzi de komoide begavayu, command the nakalu malva dami. It's as if the malva already has it. So since it's if the malva already has it, so the entire argument is only about the other money that we're completely arguing about. And that, haloi maidi, I'm not admitting to that other 50 altogether. Hikach, so that's kaif akol. So therefore, hilkach, leka maidi mixes. Hatayna, there's no maidi mixes. And you only make a shvua by maidi mixes. Ask the Gemara, or Rav Sheshi Kashmas Nisan, but hasn't Rav Chiya successfully proven from our Mishnah that even by Halach HaShvua has to be made? Amalach Rav Sheshis. So Rav Sheshis says, we can't bring a raya from our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah, Masnisa Tekaras Chamahi, it's a special Shvua that our Mishnah taught us that we have to make. V'idach, and what will, and there won't be, Rav Chiya won't be answer, be able to answer that. Why is our Mishnah different? Because as we've learned previously, the Gemara said, we don't want to have a situation, if you're holding on to a talis, and specifically, this is the way the Mefarshim explained the Gemara, and I know that how did you get this talis? It's not a talis that you worked for, you bought. It's a talis you found. So in those circumstances, I begin to rationalize, why should I get part of the talus? So I'll just go and seize part of the talus. So because of that, Chazal instituted a special shvuah. You can't use that shvuah as a proof to all other cases of moed of amixus and kaifar kol. In, says the Gemara, Reb Chiya will agree. So now the Gemara asks, what would Reb Chiya do with this explanation that Reb Sheshet just offered? Says the Gemara, in, that kanas hacham hi. Reb Chiya agrees that the shvuah of our Mishnah is a special rule. Umil, iyam b'shlomo d'raisa helech chayiv. If we'll say midaraisa, a case of helech is chayiv. So now we can understand the shvuah that Chazal instituted in our Mishnah. Misakni rabbanon shvuah came the raisa. They fashioned the shvuah of our Mishnah to the case of helech. Ali amid midaraisa helech potter. If we're going to say midaraisa, helech is potter. So now the shvuah that the rabbanon instituted in our Mishnah. Misakni rabbanon shvuah the lesser the kavaseh midaraisa. Would they institute a shvuah that has no basis in the raisa? So the Gemara asks another question on Reb Chiya that says that even in a case of Halach, Yechayiv Shvuah, Meisrei, there's a document that says that somebody borrowed from somebody else, Sloim. So Sloim are a type of coin, a bigger coin, but it doesn't say how many Sloim. Or it says in the document that I borrowed Dinrim, and it doesn't say how many Dinrim I borrowed. Malva Omer Chamesh. The Malva says that I borrowed from him 5 Sloim or Dinrim. Loiva Amisholish. And the Loiva says I only borrowed 3. Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, Hoyva Hoyva Mixes Atana. Since Rav Shimon Elazar says that this is a case of Moedim Mixes, he's saying 5, I'm saying 3, and therefore he says Yeshavai would have to swear. Rekiva Omer, Rekiva disagrees. He says, Ana Elam Mesha Aveda. And this is very interesting, because says Rekiva, even though there's a din of moed of amixis that we've been explaining, that when there's a partial admission, I have to swear. Here, the partial admission is a proof that I'm saying the truth. Because if the document says sloim, or the document says dinrim, so it's a plural. But if it says plural, what is the minimum of plural? 2. So if I wanted to follow what it says in the document and lie, I could have said 2. The fact that I didn't say 2, the fact that I said 3 is a proof that what I'm saying is true. And since I have proof that what I said is true, says the Gemara, says Rav Kiva, Potter, I wouldn't have to swear a shvua because Moedim Mixes. That's the way Rashi says. So Rashi explains that my actions prove my honesty. Other Rishonim learn that the way to understand Rabbi Kiva is with a migui. A migui is if I wanted a lie, I could have said 2. And the fact that I said 3 is a proof. So the question is, according to Tosfos, that's learning that the reason I am believed, because I have a migui, if I wanted a lie, I should have said 2, that I only owe 2 denarim of Solaim. The fact that I said 3 is a proof that I'm saying the truth. Yesterday, when we learned the basic principle of Maida Mixis, the Gemara wasn't ready to accept that migui and wasn't ready to say, well, the person, since he's partially admitting to the claim, isn't that a proof that what he's saying is true? Why in our shir today is that migui going to work? And Tosfos is the one that in that shir learned that the whole back and forth was based on a migui. The answer is, in that case, there was no shtar backing up the claim. So since there was no shtar backing up the claim, that's why the migui fell away. And here, as we're learning, Rabbi Kiva says, if we look at the shtar supports that I only owe 2 sloim or 2 dinrim. Because if it says sloim without a number, it presumably means 2. So since the shtar backs up my claim, that's why over here that we can't say, we could say a migui. But it has the Gemara, Ketanimiyas. But what was Rav Shimon ben Elazar's opinion? Ketanimiyas, Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Hoyo v'vaydo mixes a tani yeshava. Tama, so what's the reason on Mesholosh? Hoshtayim, if he would have said 2, Potter. Why? Because she hai shtar kamaydebei. because he's admitting to what the Shtar says. And that is a case of Halach. I'm admitting to what the Shtar says, and I'm ready to pay it. And don't we see from here that this is a proof that Shmamino, that Halach is Potter? So Rabbi Akiva said that Ein Ela Kameshir Aveda, because we would have looked at what the Shtar says, the Shtar says only two. So the question is a very interesting opinion that I just saw from a Rav Ben Rambam. He says that whenever we're talking about a number where you need, whenever we speak about a number which is a rabbim, a number which is a plural, it means a minimum of two. The halacha, he says, is that by a sheva brachas, we need to have, the halacha says, we need to have ponim chadoshes. But ponim is a lashon rabbim. So Avram ben Rambam says that not only by sheva brachas must we have guests that did not attend this simcha previously, but we have to have two people that weren't at this simcha previously. Says the Gemara Loi. The Braisa is to be, says Gemara, the Braisa is to be understood differently. Loi lam emeloch b'shtayim chayiv. The Reb Shimon Elazar would say that even by two, if I admit it to two and the claim against me is five, it's considered a case of moed v'miktzis. V'hayad tani shalosh. So why did he have to tell me a case of shalosh? He could have told me a case of two. Lafuka de Rekiva. We want to emphasize or explain what is the point of contention between Rabbi Akiva and Shimon Elazar. The Amar Meishav Aveda have a potter. And if we would have said a case of two, Rabbi Akiva would not be able to say that that's a case of Meishav Aveda. Because if I'm saying two, I'm not doing anything to prove that I'm saying the truth. Because the third, because that's what the Shtar says. So, Kamash Malon, that's why, to show his point of contention with Rabbi Akiva, the Maidu Mixes Tana have of a Chayiv. That by three, it's still considered Maidu Mixes, and Rabbi Shimon does not, Rabbi Shimon Elazar does not agree to the concept of Meshiva Aveda. But Enochanami, Rabbi Shimon, even by two, would say it's considered a case of Maidu Mixes, because Rabbi Shimon Elazar clearly does not subscribe to the concept of Halach. Says the Gemara, Ihochi, if that's the case, Rav Shimon Elazar, Mahoyel v'Meid Mixes, Atani Yishava, why does he use the word that when he said three, it's considered Meid Mixes? The Kalocha should be Avze Yishavim Ba'ilei. He should have said that by two it's a Meid Mixes, and I'm also saying it by three. El Olam B'Shtayim Potter. If he would say two, he would be Potter. Because Halachayev, the Shani Hacha, the Komasai Leishtara. The Gemara is saying that under normal circumstance, Halach is not an exemption from Moedav Mixas. Here, we can't bring a Raya from this case to other cases, because here, it's a case where there's a Shtar backing up his claim. Inami, Mishim Dav Leishtar Shibikakos. What does a Shtar accomplish? What a Shtar accomplishes is that you can go after the assets, the real estate of the loiva. And now, and there's a new halacha, we don't make a shvur, everything that comes, that collected to real estate. Because, explains Rav Shamshon Rafal Hirsch, a very powerful explanation in Parashas Chayisara. He says, that what does it do, what does a shvur accomplish? When somebody makes a shvur, and this is why shvur is so severe, but a person saying that everything that's connected to him, everything that's connected to him, he's ready to give up because what he's swearing he believes is true. And if it's not true, he puts everything that he puts himself and anything connected to himself, his family and his assets, he's putting them all at risk. But real estate can never be the case by real estate. Real estate, by definition, will always be here. The earth will always remain. So what a shvur is supposed to accomplish, says Rav Shamshon Rafal Hirsch in explaining this halacha, it cannot possibly accomplish by real estate. And therefore, halacha is that ein ish bo'an al kakars, says the Gemara. But there's a different version of this Gemara. Ikad ma'asiv misefer. Kiva Omer, ain't al kamesha aveda, the case that we just have been discussing, Kiva says it's considered a case of mesha aveda or potter. It doesn't make a shvua. Tama. So what do we seem to learn from here? Dama Sholish. Because he said three, he could have just said that I owe two, as the simple reading of the shtar indicates. He said three, that's why it's considered a mesha aveda. Hashtayim, the point being that if he would have said two, so then he's not admitting to anything more than the shtar already says that he owes, and in those circumstances, he'll be chayiv. The halacha will be this chayiv. Says the Gemara, for shtar, the Kamaydibay, asked the Gemara, the shtar that he's admitting to, kehelech dami, isn't that considered like we learned a case of helech? Shmamina, isn't this a case that, and he's admitting to it and he's ready to pay. So isn't the owner's, the claim is I owe five, I say I owe two, and I'm ready to pay it, and that's halach, and still if Shekiva will say that you have to make a shvuah. Says the Gemara, even if he would have said shtar, so he's not being a meshav aveda, Rav Kiva says that he would not be chayiv a shvuah. It would not be considered a case of moed of a mixus because it's halach. So if that's the case, why do you speak about a case of sholosh? The fukin of Shimon Elazar dami moed mixus tana have of a chayiv. Rav Shimon Elazar does not subscribe to the concept of meshav aveda kamash malon. So Rav Kiva wants to teach us the concept of meshav aveda upater. Says the Gemara Hachanami Mistabra, that this should be considered a case that Rav Kiva will hold that in all circumstances of Halach, we say that it's not considered Moed of a Mixus and a Shvu is not required. This Agadatach, if we're going to say that if the claim against me is five and I admit to two, even Rav Kiva will say that I'm Chayv a Shvu, I'm considered Moed of a Mixus. Says the Gemara, B'sholosh hechepotele. How would Rav Kiva then be able to say that by three I don't have to make a shvuah? B'sholosh hechepotele Rav Kiva. Hi, because we should always be suspicious that hi arume karume. The person who's saying through three is a Talmud Chacham, and he knows. V'savar, yeah, minishtayim. If I say O two, then the halacha Rav Kiva is going to say is b'nishtabui. It's going to be considered a moedim b'mixus. And it's going to be considered that I have to swear. So I'll be smart. I'll say sholosh that will push me, the achvi kamesha aveda, that will push me into the category of a mesha aveda, vifter, and I wouldn't have to make a shvua. Al shmamino, it must be that Rabbi Kiva agrees that b'shtayim, I'm nami potter, I don't have to make a shvua. And why don't I have to make a shvua? Because the halacha looks at it as a case of halach. Ella, says the Gemara, Kashl Rav Chiya. Rav Chiya says that by Moed of a Mixus, you have to swear, even in a case of Halach. Isn't this clearly a proof that even in a case of Halach, you don't have to swear? Says the Gemara, Rav Chiya is not refuted. Shani Hossam, the Kamasai L'Shtar. In a case where the Shtar backs me up, that's why I don't have to swear. Inami, as we just learned, the shtar creates a lien on real estate, and the halacha is vein nishbana kifir shibikakos. Ask the Gemara again, how do you say that you chayiv a shvua by halach? The Mishnah, on the contrary, this Mishnah proves that you chayiv by halach, not like Rav Sheshes. The Mishnah in Masechta Shavuos, Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis teaches us. Tana Kelim Kakos. Somebody comes and makes a claim that I owe him Kelim tools and Kakos property. Hayd v'Kelim v'Kafah v'Kakos. And I admit on one and completely deny on the other, or vice versa. Hayd v'Kakos v'Kafah v'Kelim. Potter, because that's not considered a case of Moed v'Mixus. Hayd v'Mixus Kakos, if I was a moed of a mixus on some of the kakos, then the halacha is also potter. Because as we've learned a number of times in our shiur today, that ein nishbon al shib kakos. The mixus chaylim, but if I moed of a mixus kalim, the halacha is am chayiv. Says the Gemara, Tama, why don't I swear in the case of kalim v'kakos? Because karkala bashvuhu. What do we see? Ha kalim v'kalim. If all of the claims against me were only on Kalim, Dumya, to the case of Kalim v'Kakos, I would be Chayiv. Heichidami, isn't it talking about a case where I'm admitting to part of the claim and I say, take it, Heilich, take it. Lav the Omele Heilich. And still, we see that it's considered a Moedim and Mixis. Isn't this a proof, as the Gemara of Sheishas, that Shmamino Heilich Chayiv? Says the Gemara, Lo'ilam, Emelach, Bekelem, Bekelem, Nami Potter. V'hadatani Kelem v'kakos. We should have said that the Halacha is even by Kelem v'kelem, that it wouldn't be made of a Mixis, because it's Heilich. Why do we choose a case of Kelem v'kakos? A Kamashmon, Hoidim, the Mixis Kelem, if I'm Moedim, part of the Kelem, Chayiv al-kakos. Why? Because we go back to what we began the shiur with. We began the shiur with the concept of Gilgal. So if there's a claim on Kalim, and I'm a might of a mixus on some of the Kalim, so there the halacha will be I have to make a shvua. Once I have to make a shvua on the Kalim, might of a mixus, so even though we've been learning throughout our shiur that Einish Bon al Kakos, but Gilgal shvua says that once I'm making a shvua that I'm mandated to make, I make a shvua even on the karka as well. My Kamash Malon, says the Gemara, what are we learning here? The concept of Gilgal Shvua, or now the Gemara uses the word Zoykikin to teach us the halacha of Gilgal Shvua. Says the Gemara, the Mishnah taught us this halacha. The Mishnah Masech the Kedushin, Daf Chavav Aman Aleph, already teaches this halacha. Because the Mishnah says, and the Chosim She'en L'Machrayis, as we learn, we don't make a shvua on karka, but if I have to make a shvua on the Chosim She'en L'Machrayis, which means Kalim, and the Chosim She'en L'Machrayis, as in the Chosim, Sheesh L'Machrayis, could force me to make a shvua on real estate, L'Shav Aleim, to swear in them. So, why do we need another Mishnah to teach us that din? Answers the Gemara, Chosim, the Mishnah, and Masech the Shvuas, Iker, is the place that we learned Halacha Gilgal Shvua. Chosim, the Mishnah in Kedushin, Agav Groro Nozba, was only taught because it comes along with the primary halacha that's taught there. Ulaman da Omer, if I ask the Gemara, the man da Omer says, Heilich is potter, amai atzruk kaka mishvua. Why don't we say Heilich? Ha kol kaka, says the Gemara, by definition, whenever there's a partial admission on karka, it's a case of Heilich, because I'm saying, this is your property, take it. Answers, so why would I need a Torah to teach us that we don't make a shvua? Answers the Gemara Amalach, he responds, Itzrach Kra, Hechadach Chafa Beib Baris Sichel Maris. The Torah is coming to teach us that let's say I ruin the property. And if I ruin the property, it's not Heilich. Because Heilich is only in the case where the property is intact. And I say, here's your property, take it. But if I dug up the property and I did things to the property, that isn't the case of Heilich. So that's why we need a pasuk to teach us that we still don't make a shvua by karka. In Emi, Heichad the ton of Kalim of Karkas, that let's say the claim against me with Kalim of Karkas, for Hoidu of Kalim, for Kofa of Karkas, because I'm not being moid on the karka. Because in all of the karka, I'm saying you have no claim against me. And I don't make a shvua. Why don't I make a shvua? Even though it's a moed of a mixus, because Einish Bon al Kakos, and therefore, even though the halacha says Rav Sheishas is that Heilich is a case where you don't make a shvua, we still have cases where we need to learn the halacha that Einish Bon al Kakos.